has been good enough to join us back in Melbourne. Ross, welcome.
Thanks, Stuart.
It's going to be a tough one. You're going in with a couple of injuries. It's a good test of depth. We know that Hawthorn also have got similar issues.
Yeah, both got key personnel challenges, but look, we worked through it last year, and I expect to be able to do the same this year. You know, next man in, stand up and do your job.
Ross, love that saying of yours of execute one to save a thousand. Now, is that where, in a big picture, the fife suspension or fife getting a penalty for the head clash and a bump is comes under that umbrella?
Yeah, not only for our club, but the whole AFL. And even Nathan said himself, he was really quite upset with it and his intent, but he understands why the game's going that way and, you know, the bigger picture. So if anyone's in any doubt from either, well, they're fools and you deserve your right whack. So he certainly could have smothered or tackled. Didn't. There's reasons for that, but we've got to learn from it quickly because it's really hurt us.
Medical reasons, given shoulder issues or other reasons?
Yeah, there's plenty of times with his shoulders, he's learned to just use his body and he's been reluctant to sort of tackle and reach at times. Mm. So he's acknowledged he needs to work through it, and I mean, we'll bring it to a head now. So look, because he had the Latagé operation where they put the bone across because it was his second shoulder. So we've worked with him to protect it. It was a bit like Chris Judd, sort of didn't really stretch out for tackles. You've got to really step in and get close. But he's used his body, and look, it was aggressive, and it's really cost him. So, but there was no intent, you know.
Well, I'm sitting opposite Lee Matthews, who's had a shoulder reconstruction. So, Lee, you are no longer allowed to bump players, OK?
No,
and I wish you hadn't have done that all those years ago.
Not in the future of my life I'll ever do it again.
Your big man Aaron Sandilands has been in exceptional form, Ross, and his last game on the MCG was quite superb. He was one of your best players in the grand final.
Yeah, I'm trying to think back. I think his first half he didn't touch it much. I think he had one or two to half time. So
well, you lifted him at half time.
Good. Yeah, if you measure him on hit outs, he's really strong. We know he gets his hand to it. And look, they squeeze hit twos, and sometimes you need better chemistry, but at the end of the day, sometimes it's just about surging it forward in greasy conditions. But we hope to take advantage. They'll try for third man up, so I'll squeeze hit twos, I'll make 1v2s. But at the end of the day, you know, we talk about science. I know Dennis Fagan used to talk about science works. He's out. It's not about that. And just get in hard and surge it forward. So, you know, I think there'll be a bit of that on the weekend as well.
Always one interesting points when the two grand finals of the previous season play early the following season. Like, who's got the most motivation? The Premier's, in a sense, defending what they... Well, not defending what they won, but defending the win or the runners-up. Are you... what's your view? No, even if it's not about Hawthorn or Fremantle, you got a general view on that debate?
Yeah, well, I'm not too sure. Well, you're pretty determined to try and get the points regardless. And I don't think there's any... I don't know, how much more motivated can you be? I think both teams, they don't look any less motivated than they were last year at the minute, the Hawks, and we've been trying really hard. So there's no doubt, more ego comes into it, you know. It's sort of, we've all got egos, and you don't like to be beaten, and you want to get across the line. And they've really beaten us the last three times, and we feel like we're getting closer, but, you know, we'd like to get the points, no doubt. But there's no redemption in it, that's for sure, but... everyone's chasing Hawthorn, and would like to see ourselves sort of get across the line.
Having a discussion with a couple of people online today, Ross, about who you would use Ryan Crowley on if Sam Mitchell didn't play, and wondering whether you debated that yourself if Mitchell doesn't show up.
Who'd you come up with?
Came up with that, Isaac Smith.
Oh, well, he's very good, isn't he? Him and Hill.
I came up with Sean Burgoyne, so...
Yeah, I was probably more Sean Burgoyne.
Thank you, Ross. Thank you.
And very similar, like midfield, back and forward. And Isaac runs really well, but we really rate our wingers as well. But I thought Burgoyne got him across the line against Essendon. He was superb. He set and bounced clearances. And he drops forward. He goes to the wing. And he's a superstar of the competition, really. So, that were the two that sprang to mind. But Isaac Smith would be right up there.
Hayden Ballantyne signed for another 3 years. Barlow's out for 4 to 6 weeks, so it's been a good news, bad news week for you.
Yeah, we left the game clear, and you wake up Monday morning, there's a lateral ligament and two suspensions hanging overhead. So the change is pretty quickly. But more importantly with Hayden, just his comments on on his re-signing. He loves coming to work every day and enjoys the culture of the place. And it just reassures you that it's a positive environment and everyone's trying to achieve something. So it certainly makes it easier.
He certainly played that way so far this season. He's front and back up. He's clearly, he had a disappointment at the end of last year, but he's a tough little fella and he's proven so.
Yeah, he's a high-end performer and the way he trains, and he just gives what he's got. That's what you ask for. And, you know, Hawthorn's the model of sustained success. So if we're only a group that can get up for one challenge or one expedition, so to speak, we're not the group we think we are. So, you know, I've been really pleased with their ability to sort of continue to work really hard and try and create opportunities for themselves.
Just on a more general issue, Ross, I mean, I think I've seen you be recorded in the sort of the meeting room on occasions. Have you allowed that to happen? I'm thinking of Ken Hinckley, who had a conversation with his leadership group that somehow or other he recorded and then it ended up being, you know, replayed in the public forum. And I always thought when you're being recorded and you know you're being recorded, there's an element of acting involved. And I just wondered how you feel about, as we're promoting the game, everyone's trying to provide access.
I've done it twice with sound on grand final day, but there was really strict parameters around that and high trust with Peter Dixon. And then, so round one, did it without sound with our broadcasters. And we just think, we continue to move, and at the end of the day, they invest so much money, our media partners, that we want to try and return on their investment for them. So, you know, in the model of the NFL, the greater access, and that's why we continue to shift. On the weekend, there'll be a camera in the rooms pre and post meetings for me. Probably the next step, sound, but I cringe when I hear myself. So, Andrew Ireland, you know, I think it might have been Sheeds at the end, his last huddle with Essendon. And, you know, sometimes it's good to keep a bit of mystery about yourself. But you are, on the grand final day, I walked in and I was like, oh, God, there it is. And then, but once you get sort of up and going, you sort of tend to forget about it. So we're trying to engage everyone, really help our media partners and grow the game. And it's only going to continue. But, you know, some are more aggressive than others with it. And, you know, hopefully be able to continue to shift with it and normalise it.
Good way of explaining it, Ross. We appreciate your time and look forward to broadcasting your game on 3RW tomorrow night. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Dwayne. Thanks, Lee. Thanks, Jude.
Ross Lyon, coach of the Fremantle Dockers.